So it's the 14th of November. I am watching the sun come up over the hills in the countryside just outside Stroud at Hawkwood College, because I'm on a residency here as part of my Leverhulme scholarship through Bristol Olvic. Thank you, Bristol Olvic. And this scholarship is for me to develop my skills as a director. What I'm saying pithily really is it's to make myself more employable as a director. And I guess what that means for me is kind of noticing the fact that even though on some levels you can look at my career history, in there are things like, you know, I've had runs of my work at the National Theatre, I've toured around the country, I've had international residencies, I've been in British Council showcases, but because most of the work that has been out there has been produced independently through Sleep Dogs, there remains this perception that I am not a director that works with scripts. I'm not a director that works with peripatetic companies. And that's really problematic for my career, because people don't consider me for opportunities, and I can't move forward. And as part of my thinking around that before coming to this residency, I found myself looking at a publication called Programme Notes, which was produced by Live Art Development Agency probably about 10 years ago. And it was a short collection of essays, sort of considering the kind of relationship between experimental theatre, for want of a better word, experimental theatre and live art, and what might be termed the mainstream theatre sector. And when I was reading it on Sunday, I was like, oh God, I got so depressed, because it felt like all the things that were being pointed out as kind of arbitrary borders between experimental theatre and mainstream felt like they were still there. And as I read it a little bit more and I thought about it a little bit more, I was like, oh God, actually, those things have shifted. Where those borders lie are have shifted, but it remains that those borders are still there, that there's a sense, there's a perception that experimental theatre is harder for audiences, and that mainstream theatre is not cool. And all those things are really, they're just untrue generalisations. They're not helpful, and they stunt our art form development, and they prevent stories of difference and perspectives of difference becoming part of the kind of broader cultural stories that we tell. And it made me quite defiant to kind of push for holding my own confidence towards those spaces, if fueled a little bit by the anger of and the frustration of constantly being subject to marginalisation on the basis of those kind of arbitrary assumptions. And then yesterday we found out, to our utter delight and shock, that Tim won the Bruntwood Prize for playwriting this year, which is, I think it's the biggest playwriting prize in Europe. So suddenly, he has been majorly, for the first time, accepted by the mainstream playwriting context after spending many years trying to be acknowledged in that way. And similarly to me, kind of pointing to this CV of seemingly incredible validation and it just being invisible to the mainstream. And it's going to be interesting to see if and how those borders shift for us, what it means for Tim, whether he's able to influence some of the processes around the production of that play and the telling of his story as an artist. And we'll see if we just, if we actually get to break down some of those borders or whether we just end up pushing them a little bit further down the line. Long thought. Thanks for persisting. See you later.